You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Running Wild Podcast. I'm your co-host, Rich. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Runs.
Yes, sir.
I just want to remind you guys that we're being brought to you in partnership with ProWrestlingPonderings.com and LastWordOnSports.com. You can find us on the web over at runningwildpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, you can find us at runningwildlws on Twitter. You can find us at runningwildwrestling@facebook.com. You can find me on Twitter at rich_Laconi and on Facebook just at richLaconi. All right. So we're one day away from Extreme Rules. What do you think about the build to the card so far?
I mean, I've enjoyed it to an extent, but I'm just, like, waiting for the next chapter of all of these rivalries. You know, like, I feel like this was more of the placeholder that Payback used to be. You know, like, this is, all right, well, let's give these guys one more month in these feuds, and then we'll move them on. We'll finish these big feuds, something will happen, and, you know, we'll continue from there. So, you know, I don't really think anything huge is going to, I mean, like, aside from possibly Balor, of course, always showing up, you know, I don't think anything crazy is going to happen. I don't think Styles is going to win the belt or anything like that. So, you know, it'll be a fun show. It'll be very competitive, good wrestling. There'll be good stories being told, but, you know, I'm ready to see what happens after that.
Yeah, it's weird, although I'm happy with the direction they're going in a lot of things. I find myself, like, bored sometimes. I don't know how to...
Because it's like I'm saying, you know, we're just ready for, okay, you know, this is cool, but where are we going with this to make it better, you know?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, hopefully, like... Also, maybe I just don't like Extreme Rules as a pay-per-view anymore.
I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the stipulations. I'm actually really looking forward to the Asylum match. But, you know, I like that little addition. I've been watching, I think the first one on the network is 2009. So I've just been watching most of the good matches up until present day. There are some just... Like CM Punk fought Umaga in a Samoan strap match. What? Yeah, that was the look on my face when I saw that. I was like, what the hell is this? And he beats him, and then he cashes in Money in the Bank on Jeff Hardy and wins. And I was just like, oh, this is phenomenal. Thank you. Yeah, man. Yep, exactly. Like, I saw CM Punk versus Umaga, and I was like, what? These guys wrestled? And then, you know, they start showing the build-up, and they're like, oh, it'll be a Samoan strap match. I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me. What is going on? Where was that? What? How? What?
I have... Like, I'm really...
Exactly. That's the beauty of just watching these random pay-per-views, because there are just cool matches that I had no idea.
I'm very upset because if, like, there was some sort of contest to get first row tickets to WrestleMania and somebody was like, all you gotta do is name the main event of a pay-per-view, or, like, you know, the fact that
who did CM Punk wrestle in 2009 Extreme Rules or 2011 Extreme Rules, you fail.
I would have guessed Hardy and lost.
Never Umaga, never.
All right.
Well. So, yeah, I mean, so this weekend I've been enjoying myself some randomness of Extreme Rules, and, you know, I'm pretty ready and excited for tomorrow.
So, looking up the Asylum match, so it's just like a Hell in the Cell or Steel Cage.
It's a Steel Cage.
Steel Cage, yeah. With no escape stipulation.
no escape, and there's weapons on top of the cage. Which was on Monday, there was the barbed wire bat, straight jacket, Mitch, which was pretty hilarious. So these guys are awesome. I give you the gift of Jericho, drink it in. That is phenomenal. It is amazing, just like, oh, really? Like, this is what he's doing? You know, it's great heat. I really enjoy this feud. And, you know, Ambrose is going to go over. I guess we might as well just start talking about the show. Ambrose, I think, is going to go over. This should be fun. Should be a lot of weapons and kind of goofiness going on. But, you know, we'll get the right result and we'll move on.
I love the idea of the straitjacket being a weapon.
Well, you know, someone's going to get put in it at some point.
Yeah, it's just stuff like
going to get hit with Mitch. You know, it'll be a fun match.
When wrestlers allow themselves to either be like put in some sort of clothing or taken out of some sort of clothing, it's always so awkward to watch because.
Well, yeah, we'll see if these guys are good enough to work around that.
You know, like you need to really look knocked out, and then you're dead weight. It's just so weird.
Yeah, it is tough, but you know, whatever. You're suspending your belief already. But you know, the other thing about this match and is like, it's not just a thrown together match, and they have a background and they have a history. And whatchamacallit? Like Ambrose lost at WrestleMania. Jericho beat Styles at WrestleMania. So Jericho was on a roll and he should be facing Ambrose, you know, one of the top baby faces. So it's actually a feud that makes a lot of sense and has really just, you know, he broke a Mitch and he ripped up the jacket. Yeah, that's as goofy as you want. But Ambrose is nuts, so I don't care. I buy everything he does because that's his character, is that he's insane. So why wouldn't I laugh when he has a friend that's a potted plant and gets upset? You know, like just snaps on Jericho. That's awesome. That makes perfect sense for his character. And he plays it so well.
True.
You know, like, I don't think that's a downfall of his character. I think that's a bonus.
What do you think happens? I mean, is this the blow off?
Yeah, I think this is the blow off. Maybe Jericho leaves after this, and then maybe he comes back, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, whatever. But I don't know. What else is he going to do after this? Maybe not. Maybe he sticks around. Maybe he surprises us and does something else. But I could see him getting injured or something like that, you know, and just maybe it happens on Raw. But you know, maybe he just steps away for a little bit.
I just wonder what Ambrose will do, like who he transitions to. I'm interested.
I mean, maybe he faces Reigns. I don't know. Maybe maybe it's not a one-on-one feud. Maybe there's Styles and Balor involved or something like that. I don't know. Owens, Zayn, who knows? 6 weeks
later. All right.
After Extreme Rules, like, you know, that's the other thing, which is another reason why we're just so, okay, what's next? Because after Extreme Rules, we're assuming that most of this stuff is wrapped up or going to continue in another direction. So we're just like, all right, you know?
It'd be interesting. Yeah, because that four-way match, do you want to kind of like,
no, go ahead. We
step back, going in the water a little bit.
So it doesn't matter. We can talk about the four-way now.
See, this one's really confusing to me because, like, I don't know if, like, I don't think anything needs to happen. Like, because it's Extreme Rules, right? I can see Miz still holding on to it. And then, like, you know, somehow, like, Zayn and Owens cost themselves. Like, they take themselves out, you know, during the match. And Miz walks away the title, so that Cesaro is like, I should have had it or something again. And Owens and Zayn are still angry at each other and still feuding. I mean, there's no reason for them to stop.
And no, if one
of them gets a title, then wouldn't you think, like, say then like Miz wants his rematch, or then like Cesaro wants his shot?
Well, yeah, but that's where this 1 month feud just combined two singles feuds that are going to continue, but you couldn't make them have seven singles matches in a row, you know? So I think Cesaro is going to get a clean win on The Miz. Owens and Zayn, yes, cost each other, get just brawl everywhere or something, you know, whatever the case. But I think Cesaro is going to get the win here. You know, Miz beat him at the last pay-per-view. And, you know, Miz has been champ for a couple months. He's been good. But, you know, I think if you're going to push Cesaro, now is the time to do that. You know, he came back. He's got his breakaway suit and everything going. Just give him the IC belt and give him a push. And let him be the IC champ for a while. And let's see what he can do. Let's see what happens. Give him the ball and let's see.
Guess you're right. He's been IC champion before, hasn't he? Or am I crazy?
I mean, maybe, but nothing significant.
Okay. See, if anybody's going to win it, though, then I think it should be Zayn.
No, because they don't need the belt. He can always feud with Owens and come back to the IC or US whenever, you know, later on.
But wouldn't that, like, if Zayn wins it, then it gives, like, Owens even more reason to continue to chase him?
No, Zayn just costs him the match, and then there you go. It's the same effect. Cesaro's been US, Tag, and the Andre the Giant, Battle Royal. No.
Actually, US. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
So, yeah, I mean, I think he's a perfect guy to hold that belt, and the crowd loves him, so you're going to get great reactions every time that belt is around. He's gotten better on the mic. I think it's time, you know. Give him the IC belt, and let's run with it.
That's probably... I'd say that's the match I'm most looking forward to on the entire card.
Yeah, I mean, just the Owen-Zayn interaction is always great. And then you have two very good characters at the moment in Cesaro and The Miz. So it'll be entertaining. You know, we'll get our money's worth in this one, I believe. And, you know, just on Raw, when they made the match, the tag match, I was like, ugh, here we go. And then, thankfully, Stephanie came out and made it Zayn and Owens, right? And I had just watched Generico and Steen tag in PWG, like, when they hated each other. And, like, just the forced tags and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, it was just, I was like, ha, I know exactly what to expect from this. This is going to be great. And then my man didn't let me down. Super kick at the end. Fuck off Sami Zayn. Just... He's the greatest. Absolutely the greatest.
Did you did you see what happened on Twitter with him in this restaurant?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you guys
go ahead.
If you guys haven't heard about it, basically he goes to a restaurant with his family in Montreal, and there's an extremely long wait, so they end up leaving, and he tweets it out. And it tweets at them. So then they respond by saying that basically if I remember correctly, like, we're John Cena fans. We didn't want to serve you anywhere.
Which, in my humble opinion, they looked at his recent tweets, saw the tweet from the morning about the kids chanting John Cena's theme song at him, and then just said that. Because, first of all, you're an idiot if you say that, because what kind of business are you? And secondly, like, you know, okay, come on, dude. This is the real world. Like, get over yourself.
I can't even... I don't understand what the logic is behind that. You look bad already. Now
Right? Yeah.
Like, now you're a John Cena.
This guy is a superstar in the biggest wrestling company in the world. Say whatever you want about wrestling, but a couple million people know who this guy is. You know?
So, especially in Montreal.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
That's his hometown.
Yes, I know. It's just like, oh, man. It's just stupid.
Speaking of John Cena, because I don't care about staying on track, did you hear he's going to be hosting the ESPYs?
Yeah, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's...
I mean, like, it's not a real thing.
That's like the Rock. That's like the Rock hosting the Nick.
No, it's a step above the MTV Awards. I think it's more like it's more prestigious. You know,
is it more prestigious? Is it on par? Like, where does the Nick Teen Awards go?
It's not a real award show, but like they take it serious. You know, like it's a red carpet thing, and it's a suit and tie, and you know, very Oscar-y music and that kind of thing. So, like, they take it serious.
Oh, man. What if, like...
Maybe it's like a step above hosting the Hall of Fame, maybe? Like, I don't know. It's probably bigger than that. But similar.
Could you imagine a couple of things? Like, I want this partnership to... I want more of this. I want, like, when we finally get the brand split, the day before they do the draft, like, Mel Kiper Jr., like does like a rundown of like who he would pick, like yeah, SmackDown in this spot needs to take.
I get why you're saying Mel Kiper, but I would rather see Coach and Rosenberg.
Okay.
Just like, okay, this is who I would take, you know, no, you're an idiot, yeah, Coach. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think they would kill it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. That would be a better show. Obviously, Mel Kiper would just be reading a teleprompter. Yeah, but I still just the idea of him doing it would be the. I wonder if
the fact that he does real NFL stuff would make it seem like, oh, okay. But I would rather have the two guys who just know everything or, you know a lot about wrestling.
I mean, I feel like Coach is a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. If Cena's doing this, it's super easy for Coach to just be the host of the
Hall of Fame. I mean, at some point, maybe. I don't think you need to do it right now. I mean, he had a fun career, and he did well, but I don't – like, you just started this relationship with ESPN. Yes, it would be nice, like, oh, hey, but I think it would be a little, like, obvious.
All right. I see your point there.
But they always do need one, you know – person different from the others.
True. What do we have? Oh, Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler, no DQ.
Which I believe is the kickoff. I mean, Ziggler beat him at the last pay-per-view, so this should really just be Corbin killing him.
Yeah, I don't... there's no way. I mean, Baron Corbin's got to win this match.
Yeah. Even if I can see them like, oh, well, Ziggler can win because Corbin's going to kill him anyway after, but that would be just terrible.
Yeah. So
hopefully they realize Corbin needs this win and they give it to him.
What elements, how do you see the no DQ playing into the match?
They use weapons. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't see why. I just
because it gives Ziggler a fighting chance.
Oh, okay.
And then Corbin can just maybe like really annihilate him.
But see, if that's the reasoning, then why isn't Kalisto Rusev no DQ? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Kalisto needs it.
He can't. Yeah, but I don't know.
Make like Baron Corbin Ziggler like last minute. Oh, I guess because it's on the pre-show. All right. In a perfect world, if we had all the time, I think that a more effective use would be them being in a last man standing match where Corbin literally beats him till he can't stand.
Yeah, but I mean, this feud is not anywhere near that magnitude.
Speaking of feuds that are not anywhere near its magnitude, with all this buildup, can you believe that Golden Truth is not involved in the pay-per-view?
Yeah, I mean, considering they just, like, ended this whole thing, I'm kind of surprised. Maybe it'll get added to a pre-show or something.
you know, like
along
I'm,
the way.
But I'm not even being sarcastic.
Maybe not.
Like, I truly question. Like,
yeah, I mean, like,
you dedicate a lot
of
TV.
Sure, we said this a month ago. You know, we knew this was happening, and now it's done. So I don't know what's going to happen. They lost, and then they were like, "Oh, okay, well, now we'll regroup and we'll get them back." Is it just going to happen on Raw or SmackDown? I guess.
I hope it happens on Main Event.
What? So you really never watch it?
Do you even have? I don't even know how I would go about watching Main Event.
It's on Hulu. I think it's only on Hulu. In like the United States.
You gotta pay for it.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu's okay.
So yeah, I mean you have to pay for Hulu, but not like you're directly paying for Main Event. I think it's on the network at some point.
Oh, it is. Okay, all right. So I was trying to see like if I wanted to just watch it if I could, like without paying.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, yeah, I think it's on there.
The network I already pay for it.
They might actually add Main Event. Like they might actually show Main Event live.
When is that? What day of the week is that?
Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. So maybe they don't show it live if it's Wednesday.
Because I think they do like part, isn't it recorded before Raw and before SmackDown?
Yeah.
But then Thursday's NXT. I'm so confused right now.
Wednesday's
NXT.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the Main Event was on well before NXT sure. ever showed up. It doesn't really matter because no one watches Main Event.
Like, I mean, that's just the international show, right? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
So, like, in 10 years, you know, they're going to have a tour of India, and it's going to be Zack Ryder and Sin Cara just headlining everything. Because that's all these people ever know.
That would be so exciting. All right. Oh, by the way, I love when they do, like, they have wrestling on Saturdays, I believe, on one of the Spanish channels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, poor Spanish fans. Like, I realize, you know, they do have the commentators, right? But then sometimes they just straight have the guys cutting a promo. You know, obviously just in English. Like,
yeah.
And then they won't say anything. Other times the commentator's like, oh, he's really upset about the, you know, and it's just like, oh, man. Like, that must be the worst.
It's like watching the New Japan show.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So I mean, then we have, I guess we could talk about Charlotte and Natty.
Yeah.
Which I really just literally don't care about one iota. The Main Event segment was horrible. There was no, what the fuck was the point? Why was that the Main Event? Like, I get you want to put the women in a good position, but it has to be meaningful. Like, nothing happened.
Well, okay. I mean, it's kind of. To be fair, I mean, the build's been kind of like consistent, right? Like, the story makes sense the way it's unfolding now. This stipulation makes sense. I know that we most of us do not want to see Natty in the Main Event. But at the same time, how many times did you have, like, Cena and someone you didn't care about in the Main Event of Raw, you know?
But at least that ended with some action and some type of chaos or whatever.
Okay. The women are more dignified. What can we say?
Exactly. So why wasn't Styles hitting the Styles Clash on the chair the end of whatever?
Well, because I think you start to establish that the women can get the Main Event some nights.
Yes, right. when it's warranted, not like you're just doing it to make you feel like the women should get the Main Event. Like, don't just do it to do it. Do it because these two women are killing it and there's going to be something fun and entertaining that happens in this segment. Not that it's just going to be a boring segment.
Well, I think if I'm trying to be like WWE, think about this the way they would do it. Because of the inclusion of Flair and Bret Hart, right? You think in some ways maybe this feud has more eyes on it from the casual
fan. Neither of whom are going to be there Sunday, and one of whom wasn't there on Monday.
Yeah, but what you did was you've been putting them into it so that more eyes are coming to this feud. Look, you and I like the other women, right? But these two are more mainstream faces. Like you.
Not true. Natty came out of nowhere.
No, but Natty's been. Everybody knows who Natty is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Still nobody cares though.
Oh, I don't know, man. This feud has actually. Statwife wants Charlotte to lose the belt to Natty.
Well, that's because she hates Charlotte.
Well, yeah. So I mean, I she's our good barometer of. Sometimes is stuff working? I don't know.
Was she entertained by the main event segment?
Oh, main event! Come on, man. Main event on Monday.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is. I'm fine with the storyline and the match and everything, but the fact that they put it in the main event was there was no need for it to be in the main event. This hasn't been a tear down the house feud. This hasn't been anything amazing. They didn't brawl. There wasn't anything going on. There was nothing. I'm fine with everything else of this feud. It's been a good feud, but it's not. The main event of Raw, especially when there was nothing to get you excited.
I just feel it's like one of those building blocks. Like now after this feud ends. Okay, see, here's the thing. Charlotte, to me, Charlotte wins. Right?
And, yes, and absolutely.
Comes out on Raw and is able to say, I'm a main event. You know, I've main evented Monday Night Raw. I've proven that I don't need, you know, anybody to help me keep this title. And then, boom, like Sasha comes out. Right, and now you have them main eventing later episodes of Raw because Charlotte's already done it and bragged about it, and now like that's going to be a really contentious feud that people like you and me will be more interested in.
But you don't like she doesn't need to have that. She already is that. All she needs to say was that she won by herself, and then they can be the main event when they earn it, not just because you're trying to get the women over. That's the only reason why this was the main event. There was no, like, that's my whole thing. There was no excitement behind this. If it was Charlotte and Sasha doing this contract segment and they brawled, or it was Bayley and Sasha like they did in NXT, there's a big difference. But this was just forced into the main event to make you care or make you feel like these women are more important. But that's not the case for me. I was just like, really? That was it? That was terrible. There was nothing to get me excited for Sunday. There was nothing. That's my whole thing. I understand what she could say and why it could benefit her because she's just that bitchy heel. So she doesn't even need to say she was in the main event of Raw. Yeah, you're in the main event of Raw and you spoke for 3 seconds and didn't do anything. Great. Who cares? It just fell flat for me. And that was my whole thing. There didn't feel like it was necessary to put them there. When I was like, oh, they put them in the main event. Okay, cool. What's going to happen? And then nothing. That's my whole thing.
What do you think walks away the winner?
Charlotte. That's the other thing. Like, Natty doesn't stand a chance. So this doesn't feel like it's any main event worthy segment or match. You know, this is a one-sided feud.
Okay, yeah. Imagine Natty Imagine Natty wins?
Why? You just kill Charlotte.
It would be so terrible. I just have this, like...
Charlotte should just, like, never lose.
I just have this sad feeling.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed if Natty won.
Right? That would be, like, awful.
But they're just making you feel that way, I think. You know, getting Rick out of there. All right, everything's in Natty's odds. Here we go. You know. And then something will just screw her over.
All right. What else do we have? We have the tag team match. Vaudevillains and New Day.
Again, I don't... it's been an okay storyline with the Vaudevillains attacking them and looking... You know, a little bit vicious, but I don't see any reason why New Day would lose, and I think we're just kind of waiting for Enzo to get back, and then we'll have the people who probably were going to win that tournament, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the Monday Night Raw Did you like the skit with the time machine thing?
See, they made me laugh a couple of times. You know, Kofi saying, you know, oh, this is 2009. Leave me here. That was my best year. You know, like, that kind of thing made me laugh. But overall, I was like, this is kind of too much. You know, I felt it was a little bit just like corny instead of just New Day being New Day. You know, they had their zingers and their one-liners, but the overall skit, I didn't really like.
I don't know. I loved Kofi with the voice. That was...
Exactly. Like, you know, there were certain parts of it that were, like, when they were just being clowns, I enjoyed it. But, like, coming out with the mustaches and the whole time machine thing was just kind of like, okay, come on.
I don't know. I'm really corny. I kind of like the entire segment.
You know, when I watched it again, I enjoyed it a little bit more because I realized that there were those jokes and one-liners more so. But still, it was just like, okay, I get what they were going for. Didn't really love it, but it wasn't terrible, you know. It could have fallen horribly flat, and it didn't. So that's okay.
We it's not part of the card, but I really like the Shining Stars.
Ugh. They're dead. Like, nobody reacted.
I did. I popped hard, man.
Yeah, nobody in the arena did at all.
I was so excited. I really don't know why, but I was really very excited. I don't know. I think finally there are those stupid masks that were making it difficult for them to wrestle.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm okay with the gimmick and the guys executing the gimmick, but I just don't think it's going to get over. So immediately, I'm kind of just, like, out on it because I'm like, oh, well, no one's really going to give a shit about these guys. All right, let's move on. You know, I think they could be okay. They're good wrestlers. They can be a good addition to the tag division, but I don't know how much we're going to see them.
All right. I think the Vaudevillains will win this match.
And the titles?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it has to happen, no? I mean, unless...
I mean, I could see it, and then they lose to Enzo and Cass, or they feud with Enzo and Cass, but I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Not that I think it's time for New Day to lose it, but I feel like to give them some more... I mean, I don't know, because they debuted, and then they right away into a tournament, and they went to the finals, and then they win it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it kind of makes sense for them to take it. But maybe they're just fodder.
But, like, do the Vaudevillains, like, matter? You know, like, you have New Day, you have Enzo and Cass, you have The Revival and American Alpha and NXT, and now you have the Shining Stars. Do the Vaudevillains have a place, like, long term? You know, are they going to be there? Or are you going to look at this in 6 months and be like, oh, why do we take the titles off New Day like they did the first time when they lost the belts to whoever the hell they lost the belts to?
Yeah. Do you remember, like, the SmackDown tag division back in, like, during the brand split?
I remember they had a good one, yes.
You know, where you had team, where you had, I'm pretty sure you had, you had Eminem down there, you had Deuce and Domino, you know, you had a lot of just different teams win the titles. I think to make the Vaudevillains matter, I think you have them win here, you know, and then you see.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you in that it could definitely benefit them, but I think you're possibly throwing away money in a New Day Enzo and Cass feud if you give it to the Vaudevillains.
No, I totally agree with you. See, that's the problem. I agree with you, but from the way it's been being booked, I feel like the Vaudevillains win. The same way I feel about, like...
From the way it's being booked, that the Vaudevillains have gotten the upper hand on them every single time. You think they're going to win on the pay-per-view after attacking them every week?
So then they lose, and then what happens?
Wrestling 101.
Well, where do the vaudevillains go if they do, if they?
Who cares? With like that's the thing. Like they're okay. They go wrestle on SmackDown. They you know, they do other things in the tag division that people just don't really care about because it's not for the tag titles. Only one tag team really matters, you know, and then you have the challenger who matters for the moment.
Yes, I guess I've always had a problem with that, but yeah.
Like, and especially if you don't watch SmackDown, you don't see a lot of these guys getting used on SmackDown that, you know, don't always get used on Raw.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like the whole like Golden Truth storyline happened on SmackDown.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, like, so they just showed clips and backstage stuff on Raw. So there are certain things that happen on SmackDown that are cool, but they don't really matter in the bigger picture. So that's where they lose us.
All right, so, God, now I feel like I can't pick more villains.
No, no chance. I totally agree with what you're saying. It could help them, and it would be cool, but, I just, New Day is New Day. As I'm wearing a New Day shirt, I couldn't pick the vaudevillains, sorry.
All right, I'm going to go with, I guess, the New Day, because I've been swayed.
Oh, my God. In Extreme Rules right now, this is Punk and Jericho, when Punk is, like, acting drunk, walking on the line and shit.
Okay, that I remember.
Oh, man. That's wow. Okay, I'm sorry. 2012.
12, huh?
Wow. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, back to current day.
Then you have a tornado tag match with the Usos and the Club, the Anderson guy.
Oh, is it a tornado tag match? That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like I've really enjoyed Gallows and Anderson. I don't know why people don't react more to them. You know, I think it's just because they're a little more methodical and slow paced that people don't know how to take it. And I think also what's hurting them is people don't know what to do. You know, they're with a face, but they're facing three other faces. So they're really the only two heels in this whole thing right now. So it's kind of like, do we cheer? Do we boo? I don't know. So, you know, we'll hopefully they're able to come out of this with maybe Balor or whatever happens with AJ, wherever they go with this. And, you know, they're able to get some momentum. I think they could win the tag team titles at some point soon. But, you know, we'll see.
Huh. I haven't really even considered them winning the tag team titles for some reason.
I think that's by design. You know, they've just stayed away from everything. But once they're done with the Usos, then what?
I would like to see the Usos win here just because it makes no sense.
Feel like they've lost every match they've been in, the fucking Gallows and Anderson.
Have they really?
Yeah, like every time Anderson gets pinned.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like they have to win here. The Usos really
like, all right, we got the initiation out of the way. We get it. These guys don't mean shit to you. Now we build them up, please.
Yeah.
Let's go. Stop killing them.
Especially because
let them dominate the Usos. And see, this is my other thing. And then I want to hear what you have to say. Like, the Usos wearing all black and that like weird face paint. Who are the heel? Like, what? I really, really like that name, the Bloodline. That's pretty cool. But I would be very happy if Reigns and the Usos were just a heel faction. Like, that shit is dope. Just they're all wearing black. The Usos change up their style a little bit, and we're good.
I mean, you know, they could always go with, like, Pharaoh Samoan stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're called the Bloodline. So, you know, that's what it is. So I would really like that. You know, they didn't come out and go, ooh, oh, like, they didn't do all that stuff on Monday. They were definitely a little more dark, you know, and I enjoyed it. I really liked that match.
I really do like the yelling, though. I mean, because I feel like they could do that gimmick for the rest of their lives, and they would be fine. You know, like that's the thing about like a team like the Usos, like they don't ever have to win. Like, never.
They'll always be over. But I do think it is
it's
nice.
The yelling. It's the yelling. It's the
It's the colors. It's the face paint. It's the yelling. I think they'll always be over when they need them to. But I think this will be a nice little change of pace. Heelish with Reigns and go from there. Reigns has some backup. They've been tag team champions. They're a strong team. They have great chemistry, obviously. So I enjoy watching the Usos. You know, the same. I enjoy the Usos the same way I like Roman Reigns, and I think that's where this connection, well, obviously, but I think that's what makes this so much better is, like, I dislike both of these guys, but I enjoy their work in the ring. So, like, it's a toss-up. So now you're going to make me boo them. Oh, that's even better.
Too bad Mago's not around. Could have been a good
been the best enforcer of all time, man.
They could be the bulldozers and bring out Estrada. I honestly miss Estrada so much. His terrible accent was just my favorite thing. All right, so we didn't discuss the U.S. title yet.
I think this is Rusev's match to win here.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know, what need is there for Kalisto? Yeah,
yeah, he's in a nice run, but it
great. Now, like, you know, the only thing that, like, I would like to see from Kalisto is a feud with Sin Cara. So if you can give me that by Sin Cara costing him, or I wanted to see that for the U.S. title. I thought that would have been cool. You know, Sin Cara's jealous and maybe he won that battle royal and some, you know, whatever the case. But I would like to see that at some point. And until then, I don't really think he needs the U.S. title anymore.
But what if they're
give it to Rusev?
But what if they're building him like the next Rey Mysterio?
Well, they tried to, but I don't think it is that. I don't think it's working that much, and I think you're doing a disservice to the U.S. title by keeping it on him and not really doing much with it. But I also don't think he needs the U.S. title to be any type of Rey Mysterio. You know, these guys can just keep picking on him, and he can overcome those odds and keep doing his cool moves and wearing his mask and flying high, and people will still love him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Rusev wins it, and then, I mean, you know, John's coming back on Memorial Day.
Exactly. And then boom, hey, look at this. We're right back where we were.
But this is America, man, and it's a disgrace to have you, you know, like.
Yeah, I took that belt off you twice already. You know, like, here we go again.
I'd like Rusev's response to be, shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know?
Lana, I thought you said he wouldn't be back for 6 months.
Yeah, I want him to be angry with the idea that he's that Cena's back. You know? Like, I'm not going to beat this guy.
I just won this, and now this guy's back. God damn it. So, yeah, I think I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them going there. Okay with whatever they do.
Yeah, you know, what did it take now? A year to repair this, but, you know, Lana and Rusev back together, just kind of doing what they did really well.
We're literally exactly where we were 12 months ago. Rusev and Lana versus Cena for the U.S. title. Like, this, oh, okay, cool.
It's like her hair is different and she's slightly more American.
Yeah, Rusev's a little bit, like, you know, he's been around longer. He's
He wears
a little more seasoned. Yeah.
He wears shoes to dinner now. Maybe, you know, like he's more refined.
Wears shoes in the ring at least. Yeah.
No, it's, and this is another. I don't know why. See, look, there are certain people that could just have the same gimmick forever, and you don't.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
You don't need to change it. Rusev doesn't have to change really.
No, ever. What is he going to change into? That's who he is, you know?
You're a Bulgarian brute. That's it.
Exactly.
Don't mess with this. Don't have him and Lana. No. Just have him always be a fat monster heel who cheats.
Exactly. And that's and that's the key thing that you said, the monster heel. Like, he can be such a good asset for this company, you know? He's not terrible on the mic, and that says something when he doesn't really speak English. And, well, you know, he speaks English, but with a crazy accent. He has Lana with him, and he can they're engaged, they're married, whatever. So aside from them splitting in real life, there's no reason to break them up on the show. And you can just push this. You can really run with him, you know. He's a good worker. He's really entertaining, and you can get behind him. So do it. You know, like don't keep stop starting his pushes and his career, you know.
Like, think about it. How long was Big Boss Man when he came back? Not the first one. When he came back
in the black in the Roman Reigns outfit.
Yeah, I mean, how that was like years.
And exact, he can be with the Authority. He can be with Vince. He can be with whoever, you know, whatever heel person comes in and forms any type of faction. He can always be there because he's just the enforcer.
As long as you don't have him drive off with Big Show's dad's casket, you know, everything should be fun.
Dog kennel matches. Maybe one day he like saves Jack Swagger and he, you know, becomes a face, and you can play around with that, and then you can turn him back heel eventually, and people will hate him even more. So, you know, I really like Rusev. You can definitely use him.
Yeah, they're just like, I just really feel like there's some people that never have to change their what they do.
Yep, 100%. Rusev is one of those guys.
I'm completely fine. Like I told you, I've said this since we started doing this podcast. I'm fine with R-Truth being R-Truth forever. Forever. I kind of can't wait till he gets released and then starts appearing at these small companies shows that we go to, because I want to see R-Truth like 5 feet away just being R-Truth. My God, that'd be so amazing. All right.
Are we on the main event?
Last match. All right, so this is AJ Styles versus the champion Roman Reigns in an Extreme Rules match. Now those, just to be clear, that's not like Extreme Rules is the same as an ODQ, isn't it? You can't get a pinfall outside, right?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's just the exact same thing.
Exact same thing, just they call it something different, right?
Yes.
Do you think before we even do the guys get involved?
I don't know. I mean, like, how could you not have them involved in an Extreme Rules match? You know, it kind of leaves you that option for them to do it legally. And I think that's what we'll get. And do, like, are they going to – here's my biggest question from this feud, and it doesn't have to do with this feud. Like, are they going to bring Balor up as a heel? Is he going to cost AJ the match? Join the Bullet Club. I don't think he's going to join the Bloodline. But, you know, are they going to cost AJ? Or what happens here? Does he come up and he costs Reigns and they're all in the Bullet Club together and we just move on? I don't know.
I see, for a while I thought that's exactly what was going to happen. That Bell was going to come up, he was going to cost AJ the match, then AJ would be with Gallows and Anderson because they've been waiting for him to have more of like a dick streak, and he hasn't. But now lately, like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that leads to the genius of this. Like, hey, join us. Nah. Okay, I'll finally join you. Nope. Now we don't want you. And then they fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that leads to the, like, them getting. AJ is not going to be a heel.
Yeah.
You know, he's too over. And he's too much of a babyface. Just clean cut. So, you know, Balor could play that role. And Balor and AJ and oof. So, I think that's the direction that we go. You know, like, oh, you stupid idiot. You really thought we were your friends. You know, we were with Finn before you. And it just, we roll.
I don't see. Okay, because I don't see AJ winning the match. And it doesn't make sense for there not to be some outside interference from both sides.
Yeah. from 1 week ago, the most generic factions in history, the Club and the Family.
It's so ridiculous.
Great job, guys.
The Club
and the Family. Really?
Like, who owns Bullet Club? Does New Japan own the rights to that?
Yeah, I think so. And they have the Balor Club, which, I mean, are we supposed to just ignore this?
That's what I'm saying. Was that just a joke?
Like, is that just a thing he made, and now they're the club, and we're just not supposed to connect anything and not think anything of any of this?
That's like when that's like when AJ and Punk were together, and they just, I did crazy t-shirt, and then, like, that went away, like, within 3 weeks.
Yep.
Of course.
If even.
I bought the shirt before it went away.
Yeah, of course.
It was a really awesome shirt to wear out with Stat Wife. It's like, hey, get it? Because she's with me. So,
you know, this is an arrow and shit.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah. But I don't see AJ winning. It would really surprise me. But I would be like, okay, well, I can definitely see where they're going with this. I wouldn't be upset or like,
oh no!
Oh, why would you know? I wouldn't even like question why would they do that? You know, that kind of a thing. I'd be perfectly okay. Cool. This is dope. I don't think that's gonna happen, but you know, that would be cool.
It'd be really exciting because honestly, I'm not just I don't know. I guess, like I said at the beginning, I'm just overall like meh. Like,
yeah, see, like, I'm looking forward to this match. I think it'll be a good match. They've had a good story. They've had good moments, and I think we'll get some cool spots and, you know, some good-looking moves in there.
Yeah, this is one of those events for me that I could honestly, or I would be completely, maybe I'm a terrible person, but I could just miss it. And not be super upset, you know, like read the results the next day.
Well, like, yeah, I like that. That goes to what, you know, I said right when we opened the show, like this, it'll be a good show, but is anything going to come of it? That's the whole thing. You know, you're just kind of waiting for what happens next. If anything happens, that's going to happen next happens tomorrow, then that's a big deal. But if they wait till Raw, like they usually do, then who knows?
I have the networking piece that happens,
you know? Yeah, well, it'll be a good show, though. I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure I'll really enjoy it. So,
but I'll tell you the truth. If Game of Thrones announced that they had like a 3-hour, like special huge episode, you know, and I'm old, so I got to pick one or the other. I think I end up.
That's why technology exists.
Ooh, but
so you never have to pick one or the other again.
Game of Thrones have like a giant, huge, crazy ceramic, weird mug that I got from Murph's wedding. So, like, honestly, like it takes like 4 beers to fill it, and even if you try to do that, you can't even carry it because it's so heavy. So
you can't carry it.
I like to watch Extreme Rules. I mean, I like Extreme Rules. I like to watch Game of Thrones while drinking beer out of that one. I'm like, yes. Oof. King Smooth and just feel very in Game of Thronesy, but mm-hmm. I'll definitely be watching Extreme Rules tomorrow. So it should be good. I'm more looking forward, like you said, to what happens on Raw.
Well, you know, maybe not on Raw, but just what happens.
Yeah,
to resolve these stories.
The fallout, the mushroom cloud of the event.
Precisely.
All right. You got anything? Got anything else?
Absolutely not.
All right. We do not have trivia this week, so just a reminder, you guys.
Shocking.
send us an email over at runningwildpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we are shockingly, you guys, this is completely free to you. So just take a moment and go over to iTunes or on SoundCloud and subscribe and leave us, you know, a rate and a comment there, you know. Even if you disagree with some stuff, you know, you think one of us is ridiculous, please give us that feedback. Leave it there just so we can get a little steam going forward. And just reminding you guys before we head off that we're being brought to you as a partnership with pwponderings.com. You can find tons of indie wrestling news. Then go over to lastwordonsports.com for tons of sports. We go to the / wrestling section. You can take a look of, obviously, tons of wrestling articles. And with that, just want to remind you guys that you've been listening to the podcast that is just
too sweet.